Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Heat will be back in action tonight, taking on the Warriors at 7:30. We'll keep an eye on the actives and actives when that all comes out.
You ain't got to. You know what's up.
Yeah, it sounds like you know what's up, dude.
You tried to say we gonna give you a head. We familiar with his work.
And isn't this the last game of their road trip?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh yeah, they done. I think ESPN got the nod last week. They're like,
it just seemed too.
We're not gonna win anybody. Because when does ESPN bow out of a Steph Curry game, right?
Never.
Like, never.
Not for Cleveland.
And then you have the Jimmy storyline. Like, they probably got – because Steve Kerr's been on this whole tour this week. Oh, the hardest schedule ever. Boo. All right, dude. Whatever. But somebody asked in the chat, they said, hey, is this a don't lose? It's absolutely a don't lose for the Heat if nobody plays. Absolutely. Got to take care of business, dude.
I'm more terrified when the stars aren't playing because those guys on the bench trying to get theirs.
For sure.
They may not be as good, but you're going to get a whole bunch of energy.
Time out. Hold on.
What's up?
You follow a team. Mm-hmm. You're a fan of a team mm-hmm. that is notorious when they had the big three and the big three sat out how the other 12, the little 12, loved that opportunity.
Yep.
So remember when
like how many games were there like that, Vlad? Like two? You can remember like the Chris Bosh game in San Antonio and the Chris Bosh game in Atlanta. Like it never happened. I love when they harken back on this stuff on podcasts. Like they act like it happened all the time.
Which is
LeBron was one of the most durable players in the league. And by the way, Dwayne Wade missed like 6 games back then because they make it seem like Dwayne Wade was playing 50 games every year. It was almost like clutching your pearls if he missed like half a dozen. The only year that he missed like a good amount was the final year because that was the real year they were maintenance programming him, and he didn't miss. I think he missed one playoff game in his stint with the Big Three. Now it's like, oh man, they would look at it like Dwayne Wade, like he's crazy these days for how many games he played. You look at Dwayne Wade like he was Mr. Durable back then. It was
that's crazy. Everybody used to panic. He missed 5 games.
Yeah. Year. Popovich was the one, though. Like, oh, he was the one thumbing his nose. He was, like, mocking it. He goes, rest.
Old.
Old.
He said that?
Yeah, old. So, we'll see what's what. So, Shador's officially starting, or did you get that word, Vlad? I saw you put that in the chat.
Yes.
Yeah, because Dylan's still in concussion protocol. Yeah, listen. I got to tell Shefty, you.
Yeah, Shefty announced it.
I'm about to have a conversation in a few minutes.
You going to enjoy that?
And I told him last week, he's not playing because he's not ready. There's a certain, and a lot of these comments I make come from my own experience. And here's what I was told as a rookie by a coach that wanted to see me do well. He said, I know you can play. He said, but if you don't show your teammates and your coaches that you're putting in the work during the week or the offseason, they're not going to have confidence that you're going to be able to go in there and do it. And so you almost, it's almost like you have to look the part.
So when you had that conversation, now, was that because you were like a gamer? You didn't go all out because of how hard you ran? Like, why was that a conversation that was had?
Because of like my preparation habits. Mm. Like the
too many Sour Patch Kids.
It's one thing to go in a game and be able to play. But if you ain't doing all the other stuff, you're not getting the opportunities that you should be getting because they aren't sure that you know what you're doing.
Can I go back to another question about the clubhouse? Was sure. It like a baseball clubhouse? Like, did you have snacks all over the place? Like, how many snacks could you get at a facility?
No, we had a lunchroom.
But, like, what about just candy? Like, I always hear about, like, an NBA locker room, there's a ton of candy. Guys can just get sweets all the time.
Gum,
maybe it's more.
Yeah, there's gum. Mm. There's gum. Yeah, but not a whole bunch of candy.
Mm. You just made the rookies go get it?
Shoot.
I know you had to do it with – I remember your story.
The worst. Dude.
Don't forget that syrup.
Yeah. So like, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of one of those things where if they don't see – your preparation or your work, they have no confidence that you know what you're doing. And when I watch Dylan Gabriel and I watch Shador, Dylan Gabriel may not be a better quarterback than Shador, okay? But when he plays the game, he looks the part. And when Shador plays the game and starts running backwards, it looks like he did no preparation.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a coach and I'm seeing this, regardless of how good I think Shador is, I can't play him. And guess what? He had to go in and play. And think about this. All the backup quarterbacks that you've heard, all the quarterbacks that have sat, what is the one common thing they all said? Well, I'm going to prepare like I'm playing because you never know when that opportunity is going to come. You think Shador was doing that?
It didn't look like it.
Right. You can tell right away because as soon as he got traffic around his arms or around his legs or somebody swung an arm, he started running.
I do want him to have a good outing, though. Like, I think that's the
I want him to be able
cool
to.
The cool thing about it would be if he was good. Like, I don't want this to turn into he embarrasses himself every time.
But here's the deal. If he hasn't done none of the preparation before now, none of the work to show that, yeah, I'm in this. I'm trying to get in the game. If he hasn't done any of that now, up to this point, what do you think 1 week of work is going to do?
Yeah, I imagine it's not enough. I'd imagine it's not enough. I'm a little surprised by it, though. Like, I would feel like if your father was, like, this all-time athlete and then was such a great coach in college or at least – you know, seemed like he had you humming along. I guess I would feel like the habits would be a lot better. I feel like the example would be a lot better for him not to have that. You would feel like he'd have the blueprint more than anybody.
I would say this. And here's how God, I put Deion in the same conversation with LT from this standpoint.
No.
Those are two guys I knew in my career. In my life that could show up and dominate and you did, it didn't matter what they did Monday through Saturday. So because he was so athletically gifted, some of the things that he could get away with are not what Shador can get away with.
Sure. But I would think like, he's got to know that you ain't me. So, like, I would feel like as a guy who runs a pro, like, it's not just that he was a great athlete. Like, he's been a successful mm-hmm. college coach. Mm-hmm. So, I would feel like he would know what the habits have to be. But, look, yeah. We can all agree, it's been a weird situation from jump just because, like, even him getting drafted to that team seemed weird because it's like, well, you picked your quarterback who was young. Why did you pick him? Like, you knew this was going to be a storyline. And that's where everybody has these theories of, like, did Stefanski even want him? Was this an ownership? Because we know the ownership pushed Manziel on them before. We know the ownership dropped the Deshaun stuff in there. So, like, I don't know. Like, it almost feels like did Haslam say, no, we're going to take him too because we're going to figure this thing out.
I would say this is that, again, this has nothing to do with who's better. But at this juncture in their career, Dillon Gabriel throws the ball terribly, but he knows where to throw it. He steps up in the pocket and throws it. You understand what I'm saying? And in order to get to the point of where you can show your abilities, you have to first get to the part where you know where to throw it, how to throw it, and how to get your team in the right situations. So if you can't do those things, nobody cares how talented you are because you're never going to be in the right situation.
The Panthers are off today. They're back at it tomorrow against New Jersey, who's having a really good season. We showed earlier, this was the Panthers released their Winter Classic jerseys.
Ooh. I don't remember them ever wearing them socks.
Though they're making it like they're making it they're hamming it up for extra vintage, you know?
Okay.
Like that's not a jersey the Panthers. It's mostly of what the old Panthers jersey looked like with a little crossbreed with those Bumblebee Pittsburgh Steelers jerseys.
Right. Oof. So where do you think did they do this indoors? And made it look outdoors?
Yeah, dude. I think that was at Media Day. We were probably there. Like that was probably what they were shooting on in the, when the lightning was going off behind us.
Okay.
I would think.
Well, no, they were, or because we couldn't see. No, we could see in there. If they were doing these pictures, they wouldn't.
They probably just show us. They probably did it another day.
Yeah, they probably, I got you.
But I am curious, man. We need this to work. All right. We already know that Canada's mad at us, right? We can't have puddles out there on the rink for our Miami game. You guys better lock it up.
There's a roof.
I understand. How cold can they make it in there?
It's almost like a freezer underneath the like they bring the rink ice. In.
Yeah, they bring the rink.
And the ice is on like a freezer, basically, and it keeps the ice frozen.
Mm.
The only thing that you have to make sure, because here's what's happened in the past. The sun has melted the ice. So they're probably going to close the door to keep the sun out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, well, that's the thing. For the Winter Classic, does it have to be outdoors? Like, do they have to open the roof? Or we get it?
It looks better.
It does look better.
Could you imagine being in sunny South Florida with it?
I mean, I love it. You know, it's not really going to be a winter.
We just moved into a baseball stadium.
I'm wondering what is the cutoff temperature?
I don't know,
but it better not be like 85 degrees.
Dude, Wayne Gretzky doesn't whine about anything. He whines about the Panthers ice all the time during the playoffs. He goes, it's so humid outside this ice. Look at that puck bouncing all over. I'm shut up, Wayne Gretzky.
It is Wayne Gretzky talking about hockey.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to give you a minus one for that.
Yeah.
One.
All right, we'll take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy has gone off to hobnob with Jay Crawford.
Cleveland.
Oh, don't get jealous.
Of course I'm jealous.
He still loves you.
Hobnobs with this Jay Crawford. Oh, Leroy.
It's big news.
I was on cold pizza. Ooh, Cleveland. Good for you guys. Enjoy your clip.
Dude. Did anybody ever ask him how does he feel that cold pizza ended up becoming a first take?
I don't know. Because he like left that show. Right. And it was him and Dana Jacobson, right?
Right. And Dana and then went they both, to CBS.
Dana went to CBS and then he just became he became main Sports Center guy, I felt like. Right? Like that's kind of how it went. And then Skip and Stephen A kind of took over the reins.
Yeah.
But it used to be he hosted the show with Dana Jacobson, and then they would send it over to Skip and Woody Page for a little bit. That's all I remember about cold pizza. Mm. That's my list. You know what? It is good that he's here, though, Vlad, because I think we can talk about something, because I know he won't get into this with because this guy, he loves this guy.
Oh, let's get into it. What is it?
You see this Bill Belichick, these photos have gotten out?
No, wait. Of him doing what?
He was apparently in Raleigh. This is from somebody named Adam Kessel. Bill Belichick spotted at a cheerleading competition in Raleigh supporting his girlfriend Jordan, who is a member of a co-ed adult cheerleading team.
I'm not putting it on him. I think it's something weird for a grown woman to be in an adult cheerleading team.
Dude. That was my first reaction.
That's my first reaction. Not to say that, yo, you can do anything you want. But to me, if you're like in your mid-20s, late-20s, and you're still cheerleading.
I mean, people play softball. They'll play pickup basketball. I mean, like.
That's cool.
I guess.
It's rec. It's whatever. But adult cheerleading?
Usually as a cheerleader. I mean, my daughter was into competitive cheerleading for a little while. And it's a crazy scene. I mean,
it's like pageant mom.
I've been to many a cheerleading competition. And it's crazy. It's crazy. But, like, I don't have a problem with Bill Belichick being a supportive boyfriend at 73 years old.
Are we sure he wasn't just there to go support his granddaughter or something like that? Maybe his granddaughter was cheerleading. We sure it was his
I don't know, dude. I mean, I don't think so. I think he's there. Like, you can see him in the background. That's her uniforms. That's the team. Like, I think he's there to support her. She's probably thinking to himself, I support the Tar Heels. You're going to support me and me cheerleading. The thing is with cheerleaders, though, is like
Jay Fitt confirmed she was competing. Oh, my God.
Wow. All right. Well, I know she's into pageants, right? Like, that's a thing with her. She used to be, like, Miss Maine or something like that.
Yeah, but, ugh.
But Bill Belichick, he's got to be so tired. He's got to be so tired. Like, we're sitting here. He's just like, you want me to go to what? You know, cheerleading competition. I'm you know, dialing it up. But he looks so tired and cranky. It's just like, I can't believe this is where I'm at. I love the MC there with the suit, by the way.
Oh, no, that's a nice blue velvet.
That's very blue
that's velvet.
That
looks like it's velvet.
That is excellent. But, man.
I like the jacket, but jeez.
You think Bill Belichick gave him a pregame speech?
Look at these male cheerleaders. Like, they look like they're 40.
Yeah. Yeah, this
The guy on the right looks like he has 3 kids.
He might. Crazy. I didn't even know they had adult division.
I did not know that either.
Because I always thought, like, cheerleading was, like, gymnastics, you know, because like Simone Biles is what Simone Biles is like 28.
Let me check.
And the idea that she could keep cheerleading is crazy. It's almost like you'd have, you know,
gymnastics.
She's in gymnastics. Yeah, the idea that you could keep doing gymnastics is crazy. That you're like a fossil at that age. And that's
she's 28, yes.
And that's not old. Well, you know, like anybody competing, if she wanted to do another Olympics, like any other sport, it would feel like, oh, that's fine. But it's almost crazy talk.
Tobin, yes, you're right. I put these sports in the category of like figure skating, tennis, like to the point where you start young. You compete when you're young, but there's like a certain limit or a certain time when it's like, okay, you might be past your prime. I would think cheerleading, there's probably a limit where it's like, okay, let's leave it for the younger generation.
You would think, because like,
not for this picture.
Usually at that age, you're teaching cheerleading. You're not doing cheerleading. Like these are what the ages of my daughter's coaches were. Bill Belichick's like, I gotta go to what? And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the old. The old don't like loud noise, okay? And I'm gonna tell you something. As a cheer dad, a former cheer dad, few things have made me crazier than listening to the cheerleading mixtape. Because they all sound the same.
Oh, there's a mixtape for cheerleading?
They don't sound like the actual song. It's like, pew, 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 bah, 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 bah. And then it's like, I'll mix in some popular song like, shake it off, bah, 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 and then flip, 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 kick by the ocean. It's like, and it's just, it's like that. Everybody has the same 2-minute routine. Remember? Did you remember the great movie Bring It On?
Well, that's funny how you said that because I'm typing it in. I think there might be another one coming out very soon. So I'm thinking maybe this is why the reason why there might be a. I didn't know there was a, you know, adult cheerleading. And maybe it's the new.
Well, for those who don't remember the plot of Bring It On, there was a very suburban cheer squad that would win all the competitions, but they would steal all of their routines from a black high school, the Clovers, which of course their captain was Gabrielle Union, and they would kick ass. And then they finally got word that there was a mole because they got money to go to these competitions. So their cover was going to be blown. So they knew they couldn't steal the Clover stuff this time around at the next competition. So they ended up having to hire this guy who was like the cheerleading guru with his spirit fingers. And the problem was this guy had a ruse, Vlad, he would sell the routine to the same routine to multiple intangible schools. So the problem was
That was a genius move.
It was a great move by him. So the Toros, they go to this competition. The Clovers get to go first. They get to do their obvious awesome routine. They smoke everybody. And then the school before the Toros get to go, they go on before them. And they do the routine that the Toros were about to do that this cheer coordinator, choreographer, sold to them. Their cover was blown, so they had to do the same routine. It was match for match. And the only reason they got the bid to nationals, I believe, was because the defending champions.
Why does every dance or cheerleading movie have the same plot where somebody steals somebody's dance move?
I mean, it's like stealing the place. It was original Spygate.
So, yeah. So, I feel bad for Bill. Like you said, it looks like he'd rather be home taking a nap than watching grown adults do cheers. I'm sorry, I can't see no 40-year-old man go, you know, doing all of this come on, man. Come on.
I mean, I don't think he's gonna get bothered very much there, do you?
I don't know.
The cheer dads are probably gonna ask him for selfies. Or do you think he's on the?
Time out. We're talking about grown adults here that are cheerleading.
Well, I gotta imagine. I see kids there.
Dads or cheer husbands.
Well, I see kids there in front, so I'm sure there are all age groups. I'm imagining because the way it works at cheer, you'll do from like. Now, I've never seen adults, but you'll do from like 6-7 year olds to all the way up to probably high school. I've never seen adults. That's pretty crazy. No, I mean, no shit. Like, whatever. I mean, I guess it's like a softball.
Are you sure
team.
Those are kids or that's not grown people?
I think the ones in pink are kids. That looks like a younger. That doesn't look like an adult. I don't know. I can't really tell.
I don't know. Y'all age different.
Cannot confirm or deny. Anyway, take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Taking you guys up until 2. Got a pair of tickets to give away to Heat Mavericks for next Monday. So keep on listening for that. We'll give that away. I want to let you guys know, college football fans, you guys can come see the college football championship trophy. You guys just got to stop by the Publix at 5950 Coral Ridge Drive in Coral Springs. It is there from noon to 2 today.
Oh, nice.
Fans of all ages are invited. You guys can join Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show. But if you guys want to check that out, noon to 2 today. At the Publix at 5950 Coral Ridge Drive in Coral Springs to see the national championship trophy and share the excitement and pride of the college of college football before the national championship is here and is here for this special limited appearance. Again, that's going on from noon to 2 today. Go join Hollywood from Joe Rose at 5950 Coral Ridge Drive in Coral Springs, that Publix. Check that on out. Let's head on over to the mixed bag. As the Miami Heat getting ready for the Warriors tonight, but we know that the offense has been humming, and we know Jaime Jaquez Jr. has been having a really good season. Now, a couple things the Heat are seeing, they're seeing a lot of zone trying to slow down this offense. We saw a ton of that from the Knicks.
Which is funny, because that's what they usually do to other teams.
Spo is notorious for using the zone defense, but now teams are trying to slow the Heat down, slow down that penetration to the rim, have them shoot a little bit more, slow them up a little bit. That's what Jaime Jaquez Jr. had to say about that adjustment.
That's a big-time sign of respect. I think that the steps that he's been making this year are going to be important, you know, as teams start to put that second and third defender in front of him more often. And that step that I'm talking about is the playmaking and getting off the ball sometimes early, sometimes, you know, getting in the paint, collapsing the defense, and making the appropriate play behind him. That's the play that's open a lot.
Well,
wait. Did somebody just say stop playing with him?
Yeah.
Ask me to stop playing with him?
I think he might have been talking to Vladislav, but I'm not sure.
Because I heard Vlad stop playing with him. I'm like, wait a minute, what am I doing here?
Apologize, by the way. I misread that dyslexically. That was Eric Spoelstra talking about Jaime Jaquez Jr. facing the double teams, which he's nothing he's not used to. But Jaime feels like he's got a lot more confidence going about his game this year. So we'll see what's what tonight. LeBron James made his season debut yesterday. He's great, but old. Here's what he had to say.
Win was a little shaky to begin. Obviously, that was expected. But you know, as the game went on and on, my win got a lot better. Called my second win, called my third win. Rhythm is still coming back, obviously. First game in quite a while, almost 7 months. So, you know, everything that happened tonight was as expected. I think the pace, you know, versus a team like Utah, played with a lot of pace, a lot of movement, a lot of cutting and things of that nature. Tested us, tested me, obviously. I was happy the way I was able to, you know, keep up with the guys.
You know he's getting old, man.
Hmm?
You know why you're getting old?
Why's that, dude?
When you're listening to R&B music in the background, you listen to Mario, Let Me Love You. Like, you're listening to songs from like 15, 20 years ago. You're getting old. Because the young guys, they're playing like, you know, whatever the young music is coming out right now, you know. But he's playing, you know, Mario, Let Me Love You. He's probably drinking wine instead of, you know, Gatorade or water.
He's tired.
He's old.
LeBron had 11 points, 12 assists in 30 minutes last night. Luka.
Oh, man.
Luka stuff, dude. 37 for Luka.
In shape, Luka is just crazy, bro.
Lakers are good right now. 11-4 on the year. Austin Reeves, Dangibles, 26 points. So Lakers are humming along there. Big news in the NBA landscape for Victor Wembanyama as he is injured. He's got a calf strain, although they're saying, listen, he says he feels fine.
I don't care what he says.
People are very nervous about these calf strains, and he's obviously the franchise. Got off to a great start this season, but you're like, hey, we're going to slow this down a little bit.
Yeah, you could sit down for a month. Relax.
Here's what Kendrick Perkins, he says he's nervous about Victor Wembanyama's injuries.
I do have a small concern for long term, right? Because history tells us what guys that are 7'4", 7'5", 7'6", how long is their careers have been, right? Like, they don't have those 15, 16-year careers. It'd be more like 8 or 9. Yeah. So when you think about a guy that's 7'7", and yes, he's something that we've never seen before, but again, he's still 7'7". So, you know, anytime he gets injured, it definitely is in the back of my mind right. And everybody else's mind because of his body frame and his size and his height.
Not only that, but of course you had the blood clots last year, you know, that were a concern. And I feel like, you know, the thing that I thought of, Vlad, unfortunately, because Chris Bosh, I feel like the second time he got a blood clot, I felt like it was in the calf. So I got nervous about that.
Oh, and they have, you know, similar frame and kind of.
I was hoping everything was okay because I don't want this, you know, the thing that was a killer with Chris. Chris, you know, felt great. He felt fine, but that was one thing that kind of came across my mind. I'm no doctor or nothing like that, but it's hard not to think about.
That'd be early in his career, too.
Yeah. Yep. It would be, and obviously he's, you know, one of the best shows in the NBA, so. Even though Kalel Ware is going to take that lunch money again next time he sees you, dude. So you better
rest up. Shout out to the NBA, by the way, for just playing good basketball, and therefore it takes all the negative headlines that was starting to come up during the season, the beginning of the season.
You mean the Clippers?
I'm talking about
the gambling.
I'm talking about gambling. I'm talking about, you know, Terry, Chauncey, Damon Jones. I'm talking about all of that. You know. You don't even hear it anymore mentioned.
Well, this is what they want. They want to sweep it under the rug.
Well, I mean, good play. We'll do that.
But that's the thing I was worried about, because I feel like we got off to a great start to the season. And, you know, OKC is still balling. There is good basketball, but there are also, you get the Giannis news, the Ja news. The Ja's probably been one of the negative stories, but Ja, you got now Wembanyama, Zion.
Ooh.
You got a lot of guys starting to get banged up. It's good LeBron came back. Jalen Brunson's going to come back, I think, tomorrow or today.
Tonight, maybe.
Cool. But there have been a lot of that stuff. You're just like, ugh. And I know that's kind of Steve Kerr's, the point that he's going on. Now, I don't know if he's laying the groundwork on trying to sit his guys, but he's like, listen, the pace is too much. And the pace is crazy. I mean, the pace is crazy.
Pace is crazy. You know who started that pace?
Hmm.
The Warriors.
That's fair. You created this monster.
Pace in space, remember?
That
pace
is true.
Pace in space. Ooh, no. We want a free-flowing game. Now your guys are old. Oh, it's too, no, it's too fast. Deal with it.
It's tough.
By the way, did you see somebody mentioning that the Heat should trade Tyler Hero?
Who mentioned that?
Club 520, Jeff Teague.
I do like that podcast, even though he has some wild takes sometimes, Jeff Teague.
He did say.
Especially when it comes to Dwayne Wade, James Harden. But most of the time, I do like his takes.
He was mentioning that it might be time for the Heat to let go.
He said starting the year that he thought the Heat were going to be pretty good. So I'll give Jeff Teague credit. He was one of the lone voices out there. He thought the Heat were going to be a pretty decent team. Look, it's going to be a storyline. You can't ignore it. I just think that my whole thing with this season has been, I think it's a big intel season for the Heat. Let's see, because I don't think they really have anything. Other than Bam Adebayo, they're not really sunk into anything that long term. And so they're all, I think all of this year is, let's figure what the moves are to make the next move. And if we could be decent along the way, great. You know, they don't have and you figure that stuff out. But for this right now, I think we'll see what Tyler can do. I don't think he's going to be a detriment. The thing that sucks about it is, I really like the way Davion Mitchell's playing, and it does feel like a big...
Oh, somebody's going to have to sit.
Someone's going to have to sit, and that's the thing. Like, amongst...
It can't be Wiggy.
Would think not.
And it's definitely not Norman.
Definitely not Norman Powell. Definitely not going to be Bam.
Well, Bam's the automatic.
Right, and it's definitely... And I don't know, Kalel's been playing great. I mean, I don't know how much Spo will continue to close with him, but it feels like if he keeps this up, you're going to want to have him out on the floor too.
It's going to have to be Davion, and I'll tell you why. He's the one that can deal with it better mentally than I think the other guys.
Because he's not as established?
I think he's not as established, but I think he's established, but he's a role guy. Like, he's establishing his role. So he's a guy that you could put in and out, whether he's starting or he's coming off the bench. He knows what his role is. Khalil's playing well, and if he's starting, and he's, you know, that's going to be a confidence booster. It might, if he sits because he has to sit or because you got to put Tyler, I don't know, he's still young, so it might mess up his mentals. That's my thing. But, yeah, it's probably going to be Davion.
It's not that I don't understand the concerns. I get it with the Tyler Hero thing. I'm not saying I don't understand it. I just don't think it's a conclusion yet we can yet make. I'd like to see it first, because I do think even in the last game against the Knicks, I've been like, man, there's times here I think you could have, especially the one that was in New York, I was like, yeah, there have been times here you could have liked to have Tyler Hero out there, you know? But I understand it. Every time he goes out, it seems like the Heat does play pretty good. So he's going to I think that's probably part of the reason. I'm not saying that Tyler's not ready to come back, but I think that's part of the reason he wants to be 110 when he comes back, because I think he knows there's that pressure on this season. It's a big pressure season for him as well, not just for the extension, but even for the Heat looking at him being that's like, are we invested in you?
That's what I was about to ask you. If this team continues playing well without him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back, could he be moved in February, considering that he doesn't have the extension yet? And, you know, this team is playing well. They've played well without him to start the season. Can they move on from him?
I think that the way Norman has played, I definitely think it's got to be something they've thought about.
And you can get something for him, because, I mean, if he goes into free agency and decides to sign with another team, you get nothing back.
Yeah, he's not a free agent until after next year.
Oh, after next year. Okay.
So that's why there's also no rush on the extension. Like, you could do the extension this summer. You could honestly do it the next year if you wanted to.
But you don't want him to cause a stink.
You don't want him to cause a stink, and then you got to wonder, like, what the value is going to be, right? Like, people are going to wonder, like, all right, is he, you know, what do you get for Tyler Hero? So all those questions are out there. Last one here, Jordan Brooks. This is kind of cool. He revealed yesterday in the locker room, before I think everybody headed out to the bye week, that he's got a pretty good relationship with Dolphins legend Zach Thomas.
Yeah, I actually had a great conversation with him over the offseason. He gave me some great advice. We talked about a lot. I appreciate his advice. We keep in touch here and there. So he's been a guy that I've looked up to since I stepped day one at Texas Tech, and then obviously coming here. So anytime he reaches out, man, it makes my day. So like I said, he reached out over the offseason. We had a great conversation, gave me some great advice.
Both of them Texas Tech guys, now Miami Dolphins guys.
Oh, wait a minute. That means they're rooting heavy for their Red Raiders in the college football playoffs.
Would think so. Would think so. But Jordan Brooks, 20 tackles this last game. 20 tackles for the Miami Dolphins. He got a game ball. So good for him. We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines, including where the Miami Hurricanes landed in the latest rankings and their matchup. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.